With regard to plateauing, I've seen this pretty frequently, and I want to especially say something to the newbies, because I think we have some people that are really need to lose a lot of fat, and I want to make sure that you know that it's important that you eat. We had one person who was on this a long time. I can't remember her name. She's supposed to report in. But she was only doing, like, yogurt in the morning for breakfast and nuts. And she went all morning until lunch, and she was up early. And I don't know what she had, but what I'm trying to say is make sure you have enough protein, because if you don't get enough protein, you're not going to, burn the fat. And contrary to what you've been raised with or what you've experienced with the calorie myth, the calorie count is not a myth if you eat bad food. It's not a myth. If you eat a lot of calories like fast food, if you eat a fast food meal, it's a lot of calories with no nutrition, and it's not going to help you. It's sugar, fat, and protein, everything. It's totally miscombined. It's all fat. It's all processed. There's no worth to it. It's high calorie, and yes, you will put on weight. But if you eat your food as we recommend in the book, make sure you eat your protein meals and get that protein inside of you with your vegetables, and get enough of it inside of you throughout the day at the appropriate times, then you're going to lose more fat. And it's contrary to what your paradigm is about eating more equals gaining weight. That's not what's going to happen here, because we're food combining and we're in nutritional ketosis. So you have to eat. You have to eat to maintain that, to feed it, to feed your body the nutrition, and to stay in nutritional ketosis, okay? So it's all going to help perpetuate this rapid fat loss. So that is an important paradigm to get over. People say, oh, I'll just do yogurt for dinner, and they do that, for 6 weeks, and they wonder, and they have had basically nothing, maybe some eggs in the morning. That's not enough. You got to have more food. You got to have, I would say, at least two protein meals in the day, at least two good protein meals is what I would recommend, at least morning and dinner, breakfast and dinner, and then have your yogurt for lunch if you have to, with some, with your latte later, your fruit and your latte later. That would carry you through, but depending on your expenditure of your energy in the day, if you're busy at work and you're very active and a lot of mind work and you're stressed, you need to eat protein for lunch. It's going to feed you. You need to eat some good Jackie's chicken salad for lunch. And that, by the way, should be a staple. You should have that in your refrigerator. It's wise to have that in your refrigerator as much as you can, pretty much at all times, so you can grab it and go. If you don't want Jackie's chicken salad, make Jackie's turkey salad, Jackie's salmon salad, Jackie's tuna salad, Jackie's, whatever kind of salad you want or meat you want to put in there, you can do that. Jackie's egg salad is good too. So that's that. And with regard to, and that will keep you in a plateau if you're not eating enough protein. Okay, that's the result. Now, the other thing is, if you are eating enough protein and you're doing what you need to do, you're walking, you're 30 minutes a day for 5 days or equivalent, and you're doing what you need to do, but you're not seeing anything come off with the measuring tape, remember, you have visceral fat. That's the fat that is surrounding your organs. That is the killer fat. That's the fat that will hurt you the most. It is surrounding and crowding your organs. So if you have a lot to lose, 20 pounds or more to lose, just count on the fact that you have visceral fat around your organs, okay? And if you're not seeing the measuring tape go down, you can get on this call and talk to us about it, but chances are very good that it's visceral fat. For example, like we have people that only need to lose maybe 15 pounds, 10, 15 pounds, and they say, I haven't lost any inches or anything. Well, they probably are losing visceral fat. And you don't really see those inches until it's really progressed and that fat has been burned off, you know, and you'll see it later. But I just don't want you to get upset because you're not seeing the measuring tape go down, down, down quickly in some cases. You're going to have times where you have visceral fat as the body's priority to get that fat out of your body. So just remember this. And the crayon flush is absolutely imperative. I mean, that's your means to keep your kidneys healthy. You know, they say, or what is said is cranberry is food for the kidneys and asparagus. Cranberry and asparagus are food for the kidneys. So you're going to help your kidneys. You're going to flush your liver. You're going to flush that fat out. You're going to keep your body in really good shape because you have the benefits of the crayon flush with the, I mean, it's got high potassium, high magnesium, phytochemicals are ridiculous. Vitamin C, I mean, there's so many things in there. Antioxidants, there's so much in there that is beneficial that if you're looking at the blood type diet, it's beneficial, which is rare. It's one of the few rare foods that are beneficial for all blood types. That means we all need to be drinking it, okay? So I just wanted to give you that heads up with regard to the plateauing and what's associated with it.